in general, our minds tend to have a spectrum of remembering and forgetting. It's just the way the bicameral mind works. And in Freud's early views of mourning, he suggested that when we have a death, when a beloved has passed, that we were to cut off, forget, and get over it. And we see remnants of that belief system in our Western technological society now. And as an example, after 9/11, it was suggested we move on, we get over it, we use shopping as therapy, etc. So that in the collective has added to a certain denial of dying in the West. However, now with the help of the silver tsunami of boomers who are more aware of their mortality, as well as taking care of parents and family, we're more aware keenly about the issues of death and dying in our society. And the wave of the silver tsunami really broke on our shores here in Boulder, Colorado. We're one of the flagship locations in the United States that work very deeply with death and dying and bereavement. And there's a new cultural way of experiencing a wholesome mourning, and that is to return to remembering.
This can be a very difficult time of year, the holiday season, for people who have lost a loved one, either recently or really time is irrelevant in many ways. What can some of the processes that you're going to be dealing with at the Symposium on Remembrance on Friday, what are some of the techniques around remembering that can maybe help people during this time of year to remember loved ones in a way that's maybe accessible and maybe more comfortable for them when they are in that place of grief?
In our Remembrance Symposium tonight, we are offering a number of ways. And one way is through song and music. Threshold Choir will be joining us. I'll be offering poetry of remembrance, where we have a self-reflecting writing process that allows us to be very intimate with our own expression. We also will have a ceremony of remembrance. And so these are several ways, because song, music, prose, and poetry are really the most ancient of our rituals of remembering. And in our Remembrance Symposium tonight, we'll have the opportunity to remember and reflect upon those who have passed, such as a loved one, our pets, members of our community and nation. And our thoughts may turn to remembering and mourning tragic human and environmental events that take lives worldwide, so that we as a community can bring that which is both challenging and most consuming to our remembrance and have a way to join in community and in a very obvious and subtle way feel less alone in our personal sorrow.
Do you think there are enough opportunities, particularly in a secular form, for people to remember loved ones who have died, given that you said earlier, very often our culture in the West is move on, get over us, and look to the future?
Yes, and actually, in order to further more opportunities in community, that's why Conversations on Death formed 4 years ago, because our aspiration is to encourage conversations that explore and change our culture around the process of dying, grief, and death. And so as a volunteer organization, we began to have conversations. 4 years ago when we began, there were only 3 groups that were offering secular opportunities. And now there are 33 groups and agencies that provide opportunities for secular conversations.